Hello, everybody. This is Packard Poked at the staff meeting. This is episode 229. And I am letting everybody know, I posted this on the Facebook page. If you would like to give us a shout out or say thank you or, well, congratulations, not thank you so much, but or if you could say thank you for doing your show, I suppose. Or just a congratulations to the fact that we've been doing this show for 4 years now. And the fact that we're still doing this is a tribute to everybody here that listens to this show. Oh, and there's my alarm. There we go. So I'm going to get a hold of Connie. And while you're waiting for me, you can go to facebook.com/PackardPokesAt and hit the like button. But anyway, getting back to the congratulations video or audio clip, whichever. If you want to make an audio clip, keep it under 15 seconds long, maybe 20 seconds long, and then email it to us at PackardPokesAt@gmail.com or PPAPodcast@gmail.com. And, oops, I had you muted again there, Connie. I do apologize. I mute my board and I forget to unmute it.
My husband will want you, I'm sure.
What's that? You cut out completely. What'd you say?
I said my husband will be interested in knowing how you do that. You might want to message him privately
and give him tips. that would take more wiring than I have. So. And it would involve Skype and a lot more internet than I have access to. So, anyway, so what have you found that's some hot news? Oh, by the way, Dana said he would probably be joining us tonight, maybe, and asked to be on the show for Friday. And I, since he hasn't been on in a while, I'm going to take advantage of that. And Dana's going to be on the show with me on Friday. Sorry, the show comes out on Sunday after we've aired it on Friday, after we do it on Friday. So,
well, speaking of Dana, again, I hate to do this if he's going to be here later, but he had shared some stories with me on
Connie
with you.
You cut out completely. You cut out completely. I completely missed what you said.
Okay. He had given me some stories over on Facebook.
Okay.
To bring to the meeting, and so I'll go ahead and I'll share those two.
Sure.
With you.
I found some also today as well.
Okay.
Couple of them. One, this is this story about a Utah police officer claims he heard a distinctive voice calling for help. And from a car that was upside down in the river, and apparently the mother had apparently been deceased for no idea how long, but the they had a 18-month-year-old daughter, which is about 2 years old. It was a toddler in the car strapped upside down, and they claimed that they heard this cry for help. So
right, yeah. There were four different responders that I saw in an interview myself just about a half hour ago. I was looking at that story.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. Well, it's interesting because it's probably a lot of confirmation bias. It was like, where is the voice coming from?
Yeah.
One of the guys says, I'm not religious, but, you know, I just don't know why I heard this, because they say the mother had obviously been dead for a while. But
you know the thing is, mm-hmm. You know how we have pareidolia where we see things that aren't really there?
Yes.
There's mm-hmm. auto pareidolia too. So sometimes we mm-hmm. think we're hearing things. It could have been a natural sound, and they just think they heard, and they like you said, the bias there. They saw a car upside down, and automatically they're thinking, oh, someone's calling for help. So they may have imagined they heard somebody calling for help.
Well, it was under a bridge. It was in a river. Mm-hmm. And sound can travel.
Yes.
You know, it could have been somebody a couple miles away and on a clear day, you know, or somebody up top down the road. saying something to somebody else totally, and the sound just carried.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I was thinking too. Or what if it was it possible that the mom upside down in the car, you know, before she died, she recorded something on her phone and was playing it like, you know, a recorded thing. I don't know. That's pretty far-fetched.
I would say that, yeah, I'd say that one is a little bit further out there.
That.
Yeah, because they would have found that.
No.
But yeah, that would have been the fact that, you know, that you're up, hanging upside down. The last thing is like, oh, you know what I should do? I should record a message.
Well, if she was calling 911.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying, I don't know why that would be playing out loud.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, no, I think that one's a little bit further out there, but the sound carrying from somebody else, I think, is more plausible.
Yeah, and like you said, the fact that you're coming on a situation like this, and as it was, you know, it was just a rush and stressed situation. Mm-hmm. I know that they do this all the time, but you know, it's possible that they just imagined it, and a group of hallucination. You know, they just,
yeah,
you know, did you well, they, hear that?
And well, they said here. Leading that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. It says here that there was just something that it wasn't just in our heads. Officer Tyler Bedoz, who insists the voice did not sound like a child, to me it was plain as day because I remember hearing the voice. I think it was DeWitt who said, we're trying our best to get in there. And they said they think they heard someone say, help me, help me. So, I don't know.
The story that I was going to say real quick here, Dana found was... I think I just posted the wrong thing. Here, I got...
Oh, that's all right. I'm looking at that one.
A Christian university is blocking a group from hosting a fundraiser mm-hmm. to benefit homeless LGBT youth.
Oh, really? Yes. I didn't... Yeah, I don't have that link.
Here. I'm putting that in now, though.
Okay. I have another one here, but it's on my other computer from over at Patheos.com. Texas high school students recorded his principals reciting Bible verses during the morning announcements. And the thing is, one of the Bible verses he was saying, he gets it completely wrong. It's not only illegal, it's wrong, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, and there's recordings of that apparently too. So
let's play a game of telephone. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's exactly it. That's exactly how the Bible is. It's like, oh, I said it this way. Well, then you know someone remembers it wrong, and then blah 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 blah. The Bible is a big game of telephone that someone decided to write down, and then they didn't write it down properly one generation to the next.
Maybe the first link that I shared was one from him. I'm looking at it. There's a Michigan mayor who's comparing atheists to Nazis and KKK, and now he's handing out In God We Trust posters.
Okay, that's the one you just sent me, and I'm trying to get it to load.
The second one, there's one underneath it that was
okay.
Should have been.
Well, I didn't see a second one, but I closed a bunch of these tabs earlier today thinking, okay, well, the computer will be refined, but no, the computer is still bogging the hell. What the hell? Oh, shit.
I see it in the chat window. Christian University blocks group from hosting fundraiser to benefit LGBT.
Okay, I think that my last restart, a bunch of shit started up, and I did not... shut it back down again. So if you give me a minute, I didn't realize this was still stuff was still running. Windows, Windows. I wouldn't say you're great, but holy shit, come on now. Oh my god, this guy looks terrible. Is this? Are you sure this man is still alive? Damn. He looked dead in his photo.
Pardon me.
I heard the Ferguson police chief decided to step down. He resigned.
Yep. He's going to go retire in Florida, I suppose, huh?
Yeah. After something like that.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. This ferret face guy. Yeah, the Michigan Mayor. I remember this one. Yeah, oh, ferret face. Yeah. He looks so happy.
You're right. He does look. You're right. He does. I hadn't heard ferret face since I was watched since I've seen the MASH episodes. Holy crap! Hang on a second here.
Gosh.
There we go. Yeah, now yeah. I got it. Michigan mayor who recently lost a lot. He lost a lawsuit according to the ACLU banning an atheist reason station. Is now distributing God We Trust posters in his city. Off, well, you know what? That's completely illegal. Oh, my God, where's this? Okay, let me. I got that second link now. Let me look at this here. He made an compared Nazis to atheists and the Ku Klux Klan. No. First off, I have yet to see an atheist go around going Heil Dawkins or burning a big A on people's lawns.
He's obviously oblivious to the very Christian roots of both of those.
Yeah, I know.
Both of those.
Wow.
Parties.
The city has certain values, and I don't believe in. And I don't believe are in general agreement with having an atheist station, nor in general agreement with having a Nazi station or a Ku Klux Klan station. Really? I cannot accept or will not allow a group that is disparaging of another group to have a station here. You just did that, dude. Okay, then you got to get rid of the Christian group because they're disparaging of atheists. And you basically just completely screwed yourself on that statement. This guy is terrible.
Yeah, pretty much ridiculous.
Yes. Oh my God, that's all right.
That was a funny story. I thought.
Let's take a look here. Yeah, let's take a look here. Christian University blocks group from hosting fundraiser benefits at the homeless LGBT youth. According to Christian University of Michigan, a fundraiser to benefit homeless LGBT youth would cause a conflict, quote-unquote, in their mission, their, quote, mission and practices. Okay, your mission is to help young people. What conflict is there? Oh, that's right. They like the same gender. Some of those people like the same gender. Oh, well, then that goes against your mission statement. How? How?
Jesus hung out with other guys most of the time.
Yeah, he did. He hung out with 12 other guys, as a matter of fact.
And prostitutes.
What's that, Connie? You completely cut out.
No, I said, and prostitutes.
Oh, and prostitutes, yeah. He did. He hung out with prostitutes, too.
Like, well,
the LGBT are not prostitutes there, by the way.
Oh, no, no.
No, no, no. I know it's a nice comparison. No, I'm just saying that to these dickheads, though. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's in their favor.
Yeah. I think the most helpful thing I can do is draw your attention to the fundraising policy found in the student handbook. It simply states that funds may be raised for nonprofit organizations whose mission and practices do not conflict with those of the university. I think the judgment in this case is that we may be perceived conflict between the mission and practices of Andrew University and those of Fierce Chicago? What the fuck is a Fierce Chicago?
Evidently, Fierce Chicago is the name of the... I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're cutting in and out anyway. I don't know if it's Skype or whatever. You know what? Here, let me do this. Let me try. I don't know. Maybe it's me because apparently this thing is supposedly installing.
Well, do you want to just try and call me back?
Yeah, let me try calling you back. I do apologize to our listeners who are sitting here going, why can't I hear her? So let me try calling you back. I'll call you back in about a minute here. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Uh, Okay. I did my quality feedback that time. There we go. Okay. Hello.
Hello?
Okay. Hey, I can actually hear you now.
Okay.
Oh, well, now that. I did for a minute there. It cracked a little bit, but it seems to be settling down now. It might be my fault, too, because I got some kind of update, Windows update, malicious software removal tool being installed. Supposedly, it's kind of sitting here going, what am I supposed to do, George? Anyway, it says here, certainly not in their efforts to aid homeless youth, but their approach to the LGBT issue at large. I hope this will be helpful, he said in closing. If a way can be found to serve LGBT homeless youth through an organization which is more fully reflects the university's mission and stance on our denomination, one which clearly calls for exhibiting compassion towards LGBT persons, let's explore that. All right. Let's see here.
Sound like a lot of speak.
Sound like what?
Kind of a lot of double speak.
It does sound like a lot of double speak, yeah. We want to help you, but we don't want to let people know that we're helping you because then they won't want to give us their money. Then most of those people who give us money are, you know, rich, wealthy, straight people. So.
Well, I put it in the chat too, but a link in that article there. Project Fierce.
Okay.
Hyperlink takes you to a fundraiser, an Indiegogo.
Okay.
And All for One is the name of the, I think that's the name of the campus group that's trying to raise money for Project Fierce, which is the one that funds, this homeless project.
Yeah, I'm trying to load up the page now. Okay. Let's see here. As a result, we can and will support LGBT homeless youth through organizations whose mission and purpose clearly align with the religious mission. There it is, right there. And the purpose of the university is a sponsoring church. Yeah, see, that's what it boils down to. They're pushing their religion above people.
It's okay if you're gay. You just have to deny your. Is that what their? I mean, I don't know what their mission statement is about that.
Yeah. See
what they're saying, they're proselytizing and wanting people to.
I have not
indulge in their in homosexuality.
Yeah, I have news for those dickheads. A lot of those people out there that are gay, they're Christian. Why? I don't know. But hey, you know. Like the most famous lesbian I know of is Rachel Maddow, and she's said it on air that she's a lesbian, pretty much. Or actually, I think I've heard her actually say that she's a lesbian on air, and I mean she's the most well known one, and then she's Catholic on top of that. So, which is like okay, I'm gonna be black and I'm gonna go support the KKK, yeah. Yeah, down with all those black people. Let's burn them. Yay. No, I'm not saying that. Just don't anybody take me out of context on that. I'm just saying, you know, that's what they would say. Because I hate it when people take me out of context. Not that anybody listens, but hey, you know. No. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. Well, and as a story I had.
Okay, the other. Well, there was that other story I had was the high school student recorder's principal reciting the Bible verse that's over at the Friendly Atheist blog. Unfortunately, that's on another computer. Hang on, let me see if I can dig it out. Like this is gonna take a minute because this is let's see here. Ooh. Come on. Ugh, I can't even. My computer is so bogged right now. It's just as I typed high school and it stopped at the word hi.
Oh,
Yeah, that's the ticket. Yeah.
ETX principal targeted by anti-religious groups for reportedly quoting Bible verses over intercom. Bra story. Texas public school official says Bible.
You know, I'm beginning to wonder if this was this problem here is not on my end or not here. Why we're having such a bad connection? You know what? Hang on a minute. Let me get the other. Oh no! Oh, see now you wanna. Now you see, I start paying attention to the computer. Now all of a sudden, now you want to pay attention to me. Okay, that's fine. That's the way it is. It's if I threaten to go use another computer, it goes, oh well, I'll work now. Sure. Uh-huh. Don't mind that weird ass noise there.
Putting the, I think what you're talking about, putting that chat window there.
Yeah, let me
high school and law.
Oh, hang on. Let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can find it here.
Oh, okay. You said it was on Patheos.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there it is. First link. Come on. If it'll let me right-click it. Okay, this is probably, this could be a whole Google link here, so I apologize, because if I try going loading the page up, oh no, it didn't do that. Okay, very good. That's it, right there.
Got it.
But I think that other one, the superintendent one, I think that's a related story, because I was reading down through there, and apparently the
I'm finding responses from the high school to Meta. Mm-hmm. Is that his name?
Yeah, Hemet Meta, yes.
Yeah. Secondary story, let's see. Yours is March 5th and mine is the 11th. So, yeah, it's ongoing.
Yeah, this one is from...
discussion.
Yeah, this is from March 5th. I have no idea what day it is anymore. My daughter hasn't updated my calendar.
Today's the 11th.
Oh,
today's the 11th. So I'm just saying it's an ongoing story. So it's still current. It's still okay. Valid. So,
all right. Let's see if we can find a hotter story, though. I've been looking, and I have not been able to find anything. Oops, that's not what I wanted.
Well, let's see. Let me look at what I've got here. There was that one that we shared the other day, but it's really more politics. But in a religious group that are involved in politics, they want Obama to apologize.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that one.
They want him to apologize.
Yeah.
Yeah. Catholics call for a blacklist of businesses that support LGBT rights. That was over at Right Wing Watch. And Arkansas Representative Harris,
you're cutting out. Hold on a minute. I'm going to call you back on the other computer here. This thing is cutting out so poorly. I'm going to call you on the other one here, okay?
Okay.
Give me a minute. I got to find you here. Da-da-da. There you are. Okay. All right. I'm going to call you back here in a minute, okay?
Okay.
All right. 1 minute. Oops. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, that's better. Yeah. You're cutting out on this one too a little bit.
Excuse me.
You're cutting out a little bit on this one too. I'm gonna restart this other computer. I should have done that earlier, but I'm thinking, yeah, it should be okay, but I guess not. Goofy machines. Anyway, let's see here. I was he couldn't have said this. There's this picture. It has a picture of Bobby Jindal, and there's something that says below it. I don't know if this is true or not. Obviously, I don't think it is. You know, because there's people out there who say Sarah Palin says certain things, and she doesn't. Yes. And this one has a picture of Bobby Jindal, and it says, "Sex doesn't cause pregnancy. A soldier can be far away, and his girlfriend can get pregnant. Only God makes women pregnant." This can't. I was
his wife has him really fooled. Uh huh. Sad.
While you were at the legislature, I got pregnant. I have no idea how that happened. Must have been God.
I was praying and I got pregnant.
Yeah. Let's see here. Okay. Okay, that's... I'm trying to find something here on Facebook that might be... I can't find anything... I can't find a better story. Let's see here. Not very sentient are the ones I got. I'm going to mute that other computer because it's going to be a big pain in the ass. Oh, my God.
My computer's freezing up on me.
That could be a reason why your thing is going out, too, so... Well, this isn't a religious story, but did you hear about the Republicans committing treason?
Yes. Yep. John Stewart evidently had something really funny to say about it this last week.
Let's see here.
Trying to figure out. My kids must all be streaming something. Okay. I hate to do this, but I'm going to go bug them. I'll take a hall pass real quick here and see what all everybody's doing.
Okay, no problem. I'm trying to find some story anyway here, so.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Okay.
I found something. I just sent you a link. Just as soon as you walked away, you're like, oh, found something.
Well, maybe that's the trick.
Yeah. Trying to make sure I can see if I can stop things from starting up. Senate subcommittee invites hate group leader to testify about religious freedom. Dun, dun, dun. I did see that thing on YouTube there. I haven't played it yet, but it's almost 3 minutes long. Tony Perkins linked its HHS mandate to violent religious persecution abroad. Well, not to sound callous or anything, but you're over there. If you want to have religion, you're going to have to deal with those people over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I mean, if you're over there, just visiting or whatever, or I don't know, but...
So, an appropriation subcommittee. So, he wants to appropriate money to protect religious speech in other countries?
I just says here, protecting religious freedom abroad, which is not ironic because Perkins has repeatedly proven himself to be himself anti-religious freedom, but also goes to show that Republicans like hate groups and just can't stay away from them. Perkins, of course, is president of the Family Research Council, which has been designated a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Perkins is a hater's hater. A hater's hater? He hates gays and lesbians. He hates Muslims, immigrants, and secularists. That's us, everybody. And everybody listen to the show. If you're a secularist, I didn't say sexiest. You might be sexy. I don't know. If you're a secularist, he hates you just as much. Oh, and of course he hates the president, because he's black. He won't say it.
Probably the Antichrist, too.
He thinks he's the Antichrist, I'm sure.
I don't know. I'll just throw that in there.
Yeah. also testifying with Fox News commentator and lawyer Jay Sekulow.
Oh, that piece of crap.
Yeah. Chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. I don't think so. Which is founded by Pat Robertson to counter the influence of the American Civil, the ACLU. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, has nothing to do with justice.
No.
He himself identifies as a Messianic Jew?
Messianic Jew.
Messianic Jew.
A bit of an oxymoron, since if you believe in Jesus, you are not a Jew.
Yeah.
Which makes him a fake Christian and a fake Jew.
Yeah, he makes him a fake Christian and Jew. And put him on Perkins and the fakery department.
Dana might have fun with this because he's a... He's a charlatan on both fronts there. That's funny.
Iran to offers to mediate talks between Republicans and Obama. No. I'm sorry, but no. that's just wrong. Right wing think that Obama's going to give himself a third term so he can go on more vacations. That doesn't even make any sense. Because if he's after he gets out, he can go on all vacation he wants.
Am I wrong in remembering that when Reagan was president, that some of the GOP waxed poetic that they would have loved to have away with the two-term limit?
Oh, yeah. No, you're not wrong about that. They wanted him to run again. They said, oh, you know what? Let's push through Congress so we can get it, President Reagan can run for a third term.
So he could have totally lost his mental poop and just been a doddering old man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was honestly sad. No matter what you think about Reagan, Alzheimer's is a ugly disease. But
yeah. That's
okay.
Let's see here.
It does. It does make a note in here about the 47 Ronin of the Senate.
Here's the thing. The Christian lawyer proposed to execute gay people with bullets to the head again. Da, 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 da. Someone thinks that. Wait a minute. No, that's. Wait a minute. Wait, is this new? Wait a minute. John Hagee.
Are you still looking at the same story, or are you looking at another in the sidebar?
No, I'm looking at a different story I found in my Facebook here. I don't know. Oh, it says on March 11th. It's today. Hold on. Let me send you this.
Also, there's an update on that ballot thing?
Oh, no, no. I think someone just finally found the story and they posted it to my Facebook.
Okay.
This is something completely different.
John Hagee?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He delivered an impassioned speech decrying that the evils of welfare dependency. While preaching his remarks with an acknowledgement of the need to disable, infirm, and elderly have received Social Security, he made it clear that he has little tolerance for able-bodied individuals who are living off the taxes of the working people. Irony.
We need a chainsaw. That irony is too thick.
I know.
I'm sorry.
That irony is incredibly thick. He cited the statistic that the welfare population of the United States exceed the population of Spain. Where does he get these numbers?
Well, we don't live in Spain, so
yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's
irrelevant. It's a red herring. It doesn't even matter. He believes that many of these people do not actually need welfare and should instead reap the rewards of their actions according to biblical counsel, referring to 2 Thessalonians 3:10. For even when we were with you, we commanded you that if any would not work, they should
neither should he
eat. I remember hearing
that he works.
I think this is an old story because I remember seeing this video. This was last year. He came out with this like last year.
That's too bad. I'm sure he still says it.
I'm sure he does, yeah. He's probably still saying it. But I remember him saying this. He goes, they shouldn't be able to eat, so fuck them, basically. You know,
he wants people to work so that they'll have to tie 10% of an actual income.
Right.
This is
an old story, unfortunately. I recognize it, but this is an old story, unfortunately. I apologize to our listeners for getting your hopes up, but yeah, no, this is an old one.
I know, because our listeners just love them some Hagee.
Yeah, I'll break me off a piece of that Hagee.
And a side of Robertson, maybe.
Wait a minute, hang on. I think I got a better one. Let's see here.
Fisher for dessert. No, wait, you don't want fish for dessert.
That's just gross. never mind. I could go so many different directions that I'm going to shut my mouth. Raw story. Republican gave adopted girls to rapists because they were possessed by demons.
That was one of the stories I had actually picked out. And it's very ugly. And this representative... he and his wife have a daycare, and it's biblically, it's church based, it's religious based, and it gets state funds.
Oh, you got
and
it. Now
this
I'm
was
sick.
and the person who raped this girl because they were rehoming these adopted kids.
Mm-hmm.
They still managed to get the money. I think that's the accusation, is that they were still collecting money for the adopted kids. And the person who raped the six-year-old was an employee of their daycare center.
Oh my God.
And they let him go because he just wasn't showing up to work, but they gave the girls to him, to this guy, and he was a registered sex offender. If I remember correctly, although I have the links, to all of that. And it's just really ugly. They thought that the girls were demon possessed.
Yeah,
and now
I'm
that's
that
they're
here.
Denying in court, but they have babysitters and other people say, no, these people, they think that they were demon possessed.
Yeah. I'm reading that here. It says Goldsboro told the Times that Mary was mostly confined to her room and monitored by video camera. Marcia Harris told the babysitter that the girls were demonically possessed and that they had to be kept separate because they could communicate telepathically. One of the girls crushed the family's guinea pig to death. Marcia Harris claimed, and the family were so frightened of the children that they summoned an exorcist from Alabama to perform a casting out of the girls' demons. Hallelujah.
Both of my links are in there. It's a very nasty little bit of. I even went to Yelp. Looked up the daycare center that mm-hmm. they're running, and there's a bunch of people who, they posted 1-star reviews and said, "Look, if you want, look at what these people are doing. Look what's happened, you know."
Yeah.
So it's
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Buying books, you.
Wow, these people are fucking nuts.
It's really sad for these poor kids, because there was actually 3 daughters, and the oldest one, they suffered abuse in their mother's home, or whoever they were with before. They mm-hmm. had been abused a bunch of different ways, and the older daughter, I think they sent her somewhere else, and they just kept the 2 younger ones. The allegations are just really ugly.
Damn, this just, yeah, oh my God.
That's very sad.
The Harrises denied those claims. Their attorney, Jennifer Wells, said in a statement, exorcism and telepathy are not part of the Harrises' religious practices. They followed the techniques in a book called When Love Is Not Enough, A Parent's Guide to Reactive Attachment Disorder. What the fuck does that mean? Let's see here. Who is a recognized expert on therapeutic parenting techniques.
Oh my God. I did not look up that book, but there's a bunch of links and things in this. It's really.
Oh my God! I just.
Yeah.
They consider it to be spiritual warfare. The other source said, "I'm a Christian and I have these beliefs, but this was completely beyond anything I've ever seen or heard about." The source said that demons were an obsession with Marcia Harris. Yikes. Oh, this is... You know, we usually get these stories about people molesting children, but this one here, they're like...
Well, they abandoned.
Yeah.
Evidently, this is not a crime in Arkansas to rehome kids, and... Within the church, over the last couple of decades, especially with the more set apart kind of people, they are adopting kids, and it's has more to do with building the ranks of the church, heaven, than it does about the welfare of the kids. In a lot of the cases, I don't know about this one specifically, but. Yeah, and just that they're treating these girls like pets instead of kids, and they did not seek out help from the state, because they said, well, the state would have just taken them, and they would have taken our 3 boys, because mm-hmm. they have 3 children naturally, and it was quite an assumption to make, because I wouldn't think that the state would have done it unless they knew they were doing something that was not correct.
Yeah.
I mean, they were locking the girls in the room. They had cameras on them all the time. They wouldn't give them, they were taking away colorful clothes. They wouldn't let them have toys because they felt they were rewarding bad behavior or whatever. There was just this whole slew of things that they were doing.
I'd say this was not just a comedy of errors. It's a comedy. This is just deplorable treatment.
Yeah, it's a tragedy.
It's a tragedy. It's a comedy of tragedy.
Yeah. I will say, at least, I mean, the guy who molested the girl, who like I said, he worked at the daycare, and they said, well, we don't have any reports that he hurt anybody. We have all kinds of cameras around, But he's got like, I think he's got 40 years to life. He's already been tried for that.
Yeah, that's what it says here. He's now serving a 40-year prison term.
Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. You know what? I think that's a good one right there.
For the lead one?
Yeah, let's lead off with the girl, the adopted rapist. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's lead off with that. Put all those links in there. I'll clean out the Dropbox later today.
Okay,
let's move on to our next topic. I want to do the logical fallacy game because I don't have a video set up with Deconverted Man this week, but I figure, I'm going to rotate between these two. This way it makes it last a little longer, too. So.
Okay, I'm making a note here next time.
So, yeah.
Logical.
We'll do the logical fallacy.
No, I'm sorry. Next time we'll be doing Deconverted Man.
Oh, yeah. Next time. Yeah. Next time we'll do Deconverted Man. Yeah.
Okay.
And let me get this. Let me get that other. I got to get these other stories out of here because this is just like. Hang on a minute. I'm going to leave the stuff from Mr. Priestley in there.
Okay.
Yeah, because we'll just keep track of that. I'll get those out of there later. Okay. let's see. I'll just see if Dana is on because he said he might join us, but. Do not see him. There he is. Oh, he's not online yet, I don't think. I'll try adding him to the call, just in case. Said he might be on, so I'm just going to give him the benefit that he might have been on it, and I just missed his call. Nothing so far. Okay, all right. Now we need a general topic story, I guess. Something just Riley Gear current news. I think maybe that. That petition that you were talking about,
the Obama, apology.
Yeah, okay. I think that apology the Christians want Obama to give. I think that would be a good second a general news story.
Okay, sorry, I'm still trying to get this one in here. My computer is just a little laggy right now.
No worries.
Okay. Why can't I?
You want to hear something really funny? Somebody posted this, and I almost fell out of my chair. This guy says a friend of mine caught a cab in Chicago today, and this is what he texted me: that the cabbie said, "My cab driver told me that there is proof of God in the toilet bowl. Every time it flushes, the water goes into a spiral. The same spiral in a hurricane." And just like God's love for us is always there, the water in the toilet bowl always comes back.
uh, Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So someone made this meme that says, the toilet flushing kind of looks like a hurricane from space. Therefore, God exists. Oh my God! I laughed. As soon as I saw that, I was like, "Oh my God! I can't believe that shit." You've got to be kidding me!
Why can't I not? It's not letting me paste. This is just so weird. Copy. Okay, for some reason I am having hell of a time doing this. I have no idea what's going on. Okay.
Okay, here. I have to get into my other browser. Computer might get a little laggy for a minute.
What in the world is going on? Why won't it?
I don't know if that's...
Oh, wait.
I don't... Hold on, I don't know if the lag is on your end or mine.
Never mind.
The lag might be on my end.
I think I see what I did. I made a folder instead of. God.
Oops. Oops.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Oh. Yeah. What is wrong with me? Okay. Friday the 13th.
Is it Friday the 13th this month?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
It's two back. It's back-to-back. It was one last month and then this month.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Let's see here.
Okay, so you want the Obama
petition. Apology. Yeah, the Obama no reason for an apology.
The Obamatable petition.
There you go. Let's see if I can find something here. Oh, wow. John McCain's already backtracking after being one of the 47 traitors who signed the letter to sabotage the nuclear peace talks with Iran.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
Apparently, John McCain was one of the people who signed on the letter that went to Iran.
Oh, God. He's a hawk.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I got rid of my ideas. Are we doing the priest, Mr. Priestley?
Yes. I think that's a good way to. I think yeah, that'd be a good thing to do, Mr. Priestley. I don't think we have anything else. I don't think we had anything else for. Oh yeah, we need to come up with something for the skit. Let me get out a text editor here so I have something to write on. Otherwise,
last time I'd had a couple of ideas.
Let me pull up evilbible.com. I just type in the letter E,
in V into my browser, and it goes, evilbible.com? Yes, that's the one I want.
Oh, I have the three ideas I have right here.
Okay. But, oh, sure. Shoot them at me. Let's see what you got.
All right. Unruly children, is it okay to spank them?
Oh, okay.
And actually, there's a verse that says, well, you should put your unruly child to
Oh, that might go, you know, that might actually go along well with the child abuse story that we've got for the top part.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
Yep.
Let's see here. Murder in the Bible, kill fortune tellers, hitting dad, adultery, non-believers, false prophets, infidels and gays, working on the Sabbath, kill the brats, there we go. 2 Kings 2:23 through 24. From there Elijah went up to Bethel. While he was there, while he was there, he took in a Coke and a soda and a movie. No, while he was on his way, oh my God, while he was on his way, some small boys came out of the city and jeered at him. Go up, bald head, they shouted. Go up, bald head. The prophet turned and saw them, and he cursed them in the name of the Lord. And two she-bears came out of the woods and tore 42 of the children to pieces. There's another one. Here's another one for murdering children here. Let's see. We got to choose the best one here. Oh, my God. I can't believe I just said that. Make ready to slaughter his sons for the guilt of their fathers, lest they rise and pose and possess the earth and fill the breath of the world with demons, with tyrants. Yeah, that doesn't fit well with the thing here. It says, God will kill children. The glory of Israel will fly away like a bird, for the children will die at birth or perish in the womb or never be conceived. Nah, this is too long. It's
okay. Deuteronomy 21:18-21.
Let's see here.
Stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and though they discipline him, whatever that means, will not listen to them. So I think it means spank. Then this his father and mother shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of his city at the gate of the place where he lives. And they shall say to the elders of the city, this is our son. This our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all of the shall to death with stones. So shall you purge the evil from your midst, and all Israel shall hear and fear.
I'm trying to find that one. Maybe that's in the...
It's Deuteronomy. It's Old Testament.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to find it on the page here so I can copy it.
Okay.
Gotta kill everybody. Fire-breathing dragons.
Actually, the one about Elijah and the bald guy, that was another one I was thinking, I'm ashamed of my boldness.
Yeah, I'm not...
I keep getting teased.
Yeah, I... Yeah.
It says drunkards, right?
G-R-U-N-K. Yes, it says drunkards. So in that sense, we're talking about old children, but,
let me see if I can find that one on the Bible page website.
Okay.
Hang on.
You need the number again? Or
yeah, that'd be helpful. Deuteronomy what?
Deuteronomy 21, verses 18 through 21. There's also another one, Leviticus 20, verse 9.
Oh, you know, we also might want to put in there, because they think that the kid was full of demons. We might want to throw something in there about that, I think.
Like I said, just, yeah.
Let's see here. Stubborn, rebellious, father, discipline them.
Yeah, this kind of fits. Kind of fits. Let's see here. Let me find something about demons in there.
Let's see. Bible.
Let's see here. Let's see.
Leviticus is just like one sentence, by the way, too.
What's that?
For anyone who Leviticus 29, for anyone who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Cursed his father or his mother, his blood is upon him.
Which one is that? You said Leviticus?
Leviticus 20, verse 9.
Okay, Leviticus.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that'd be better. That's a better one there. Curse the mother, father, you put to death.
If you did anything with that, you know, first, yeah, you know, because somebody just asked, well, should I do, you know, should I spank my child? And
oh, yeah.
You know, Proverbs 13:24 says, whoever spares the rod hates his.
Oh, that's a good
but
one, too.
And again, 9, for anyone who curses his father shall be put to death. So, no, it's not too much.
Proverbs what now?
Don't know.
13:24.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get a little twofer in there.
Yeah.
People think spanking's bad. The Bible also advises a bunch of other stuff.
Wow. Whoever spares the rod hates their children. But the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them. Oh, that's an NIV. Let's see. Because, you know, they're going to go, you should be using the King James Version. Okay, here we go.
Oh, that's easy to find,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, I
once
got it.
Once you have the verses, you can get the Bible.
Yeah, I got it. I just had to change the search parameter at the top there to the King James Version. Apparently, they cover everything. They got, I don't know about everything, but they got quite a number. Wow. They even got it in French. Let's read it in
There's
French.
There's quite a lot of these search engines on net. I don't even need a Bible.
Yeah. He that spareth the rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. What the hell is betimes?
I don't know. But he who loves it to discipline him.
Yeah, this is so weird. Okay, all right. Let's come up with a good question. Dear Mr. Priestley. Mr. Priestley. Dear Mr. Priestley. I got your Mr. Priestley, not dear. Okay, dear Mr. Priestley. My son.
How old?
That's a good question. How old is too old for a spanking?
When you... throw you down. I don't know. it depends on who you're talking to, actually. There's people who think that it's perfectly fine to go all the way up to young teens.
True.
10?
My son, who is, let's say 12.
I'm going to say, yeah.
12 years old. And
that's about the time they raise their ugly head. And
yeah. Yes.
Love my kids. Can't
yeah.
eat them.
Yeah. I love mine too. let's see here. My son, who is 12 years old and is constantly back talking me. I want to spank him. Apparently that's two words. But is he too old to be disciplined like this? Or do you have another suggestion of what I should do? Okay. Yeah, this is pretty boring. Okay, this is what I have. Tell me how you can help me punch this up a little bit. My son, who is 12 years old and is constantly sassing me. Let's do sassing. I like sassing.
My 12-year-old son is constantly sassing me.
Okay. I want to spank him, comma. Is he too old to be disciplined?
Is he too old to be spanked? Let's see. I'd like our questioner to be somewhat credible. Like, yeah, they're really conflicted. They're saying,
I want to spank him, but is he too old to be disciplined like this? Or do you have another suggestion of
I need to correct him, but I kind of think he's too old to spank.
Okay. All right. Let me put that. I want to correct the child. I want to correct him, but is he too old to be spanked? Or do you have another suggestion of what I should do?
How far is too far?
No, because that's pretty obvious right there. It's like child abuse. Let me get rid of that last line. Is he too old to spank? ? I am really at my wit's end with him.
Plunged in Chattanooga.
What's that?
I'm just trying to think of a punchy name, like, you know, angsty in Alabama, challenged in Chattanooga, goaded in Georgia. I don't know.
Oh, goaded in Georgia. That's constantly sassing me. I want to correct him, but is he too old to spank? I'm really at my wit's end with him. What should I do? I think that's
Yes.
Okay. ? Okay, I'm really at with my wit's end with him. What should I do? All right.
Taunted in Texas.
Taunted in Texas. That's great.
Okay. That's probably going to be the most fun part about this thing, too, is thinking of the euphemism name that should go on these. I like the idea of keeping the letter kind of more, you know, straight.
Right.
You know, be the straight and let pretentiously.
Now, should I use the abbreviation TX, or should I just use the word Texas?
Well, when you're saying it out loud, mm-hmm. you say Texas, but you could use the abbreviation.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah,
in,
I can do that.
Letter, yeah.
Okay, taunted in Texas. Okay, all right. The reply. Because, let's see here. Let's start them all. We should start. We'll end with Leviticus 29. Let's see here. And then because that takes it all the way to the. Takes it all the way to the extreme.
Just
right.
Like,
hey. Let's see here.
And don't even get me started on nature and have a picture of the bears tearing apart the kids. No. We'll save that for another story.
Yeah. Let's see here. You know, I'm going to go with the... I'm going to go to the English Standard Version because I...
Like I say, American Standard Version or whatever, you know, the it's reads a little more, or the New King James. Sometimes New King James is a little bit easier to read, so
okay.
I don't actually have that multiple one open.
Let me see if I can find New King James on here. Let's see here. Okay. Let's see here. New International, New King James, okay, there it is, New King James Version. Oh, there we go. All right. All right. I gotta think of what I'm gonna say reply back to him, other than. Trying to think. Did I read a script last time? I don't remember if I did or not.
We did have a script.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Is it in there?
Yeah, it's in there. The last one, it said, "Dear Honey in Utah."
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Dear Taunted in Texas. I kind of improvised it a little bit. I read the lines there, but yes. I kind of improvise the rest.
Oh, it's fine. It's like a guide. As long as you get the major information in there, that's what probably is going to be the fun of this.
Right.
Too, for you. Well taunted.
Well taunted.
Dear children taunted are our property, our responsibility.
That child is yours to do with as you please. Is that wrong? Should I say that?
I think that...
Would that be a little bit over the top? Would that be a little bit over the top?
Maybe. I don't know. I kind of want this... I wouldn't mind it to be a build. Let's see...
We do need to build up to you. That child is... I could say, you know, I have children myself. I have children. Okay. I have children. I have... No, I had children. I'm sitting here giggling to myself.
I know all about this.
I had children. That's why
the
president
said... That's the listener, whether they're alive or dead.
Right. I had children. And... Wait a second. Hold on.
You gotta squash that sin of Adam in them. No.
Wait a second.
You come to the right place. I know exactly what to tell you. To do with.
Oh, I like that. Well, you came to the right place.
Now, all my parenting skills from the Good Book of God.
That's what I've got here. So far, it says. I just added in that line you had. Said, "Well, you came to the right place. I had children, and I turned to the Good Book for help regarding this when they were younger." And then reading. And then, but I need to. We need to build up to Leviticus 1 there. That I could add in.
We're on the right track. Don't think.
What's that? You're cutting it out.
Their mouth. You're on. Don't be afraid of spanking.
Oh yeah. Don't be afraid to spank him. And let's see here. And if he is so, Oh,
if they're old enough to sass you, they're old enough to spank.
They're old enough to spank, right? when they were younger.
And they're acting like a baby. Treat them like a baby.
Yeah. We still need to. That's still. We see the Leviticus one escalates it pretty. You know, we go from spanking to murder. So we need
well,
to.
Well, say if you can't, if you cannot, if you cannot, what is it? Apply the something of reason. Apply knowledge to the seed of reason was what how oh. people justified. We're applying knowledge to the seat of reason. So, in other words, you spank their butt and they'll get smart. That's the phrase that's used a lot.
I was going to come up with this. If he continues to sass you, you. Yeah.
God, okay. I wish that Michael Pearl was online. You know those awful parent, awful books by those Michael and Debbie Pearl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean the one that wrote "To Train Up a Child"?
Yes.
Ah, okay. If he continues to sass you, and does not fall in line. This feels like an if then, like it's a choice. I don't know, because this is, you know, these are God's supposedly God's words. You know, I don't know if I want to. Should we want to put this softly because we want to put this in there, or do we want to go right for, or do we want to just go right for the nuclear option? Just because the other one, it's, you know. I would never recommend. I don't recommend people spanking their kids, but I mean this one here. I mean we went right with the nuclear option last time. I don't see why we shouldn't just continue with that because I think it makes. I think it adds more punch to it and it makes it more.
Spanking is for babies.
Spanking's for babies. There we go. And I learned. Oh, there we go. That's great. And I learned that. all right, and I learned spanking does them no good.
After a certain age, okay. They're just foolish. You gotta beat the foolish out of them. God.
Spanking them does no good. So I suggest. So
yes.
So I suggest you follow. And then, all right, then we go right to Leviticus 29 at that point.
Oh, that's so awful, but that's like, it, you know, honestly, I would still stand by this because that is exactly what kind of crazy that kind of a verse is. It's like,
yes.
What? Are you kidding me? You know?
That's exactly it. Here we go. Dear Taunton in Texas. Well, you came to the right place. I had children. Hold on a second. I got to save this here. Where is it? Short news. Dear Mr. Priestley. Okay, and that's the 13th? Okay.
Yes.
313. Mm-hmm. I only have to change one number mm-hmm. in this one. Okay. 313. Okay, all right. You should see it in your Dropbox here momentarily. Well, you came to the right place. I'll put quotes around that. I had children. I make sure I emphasize that a little bit.
The more we know about the more we wonder, right?
Yeah. I had children and turned to the good book, forgotten this when they were younger. And I learned that spanking them does no good. Does them no good?
Spanking's for babies.
Yeah. What's that?
Why is it? I thought it was spankings for babies.
Oh, well, I was going to say. Never mind. No, that's okay. And I learned that spanking does them no good, or spanking them does no good. Spanking does them no good. I think saying it that way, it sounds like a spanking does them no good.
Okay.
All right, there we go. Spanking does them no good. So I suggest you follow Leviticus 20, colon 9, 20, verse 9, and then read the verse. Okay. And then I can get Dan's
reading. Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day. You have a blessed day. Thank you, Mr. Priestley. All right, I'm gonna put that. Let me get that into the program right now. Make sure I've got my. Okay.
So we won't need Mr. Priestley until next month. Then.
Right.
This is like a once-month thing.
Yeah, Mr. Priestley will be once a month.
Okay. Excuse me.
Let's see.
Ah, oh, more fascinating radio podcast.
Yes, I'm sorry.
No,
all that dead air.
I was trying to be quiet when you were writing down, but I'm realizing, wow, this is just dead air.
Yeah, this is dead air at that point. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No worries. It's keep me on my toes. let's see here. Oh, there it is. Bad advice from the Bible. Okay. All right. There's our...
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, let me get the text here. Da, 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 da. Whoops, I misspelled Priestley. Pfft. Oops. E-I?
P-R-I-E-S-T-L-Y.
Okay, there we go, Mr. Priestley. There we go, Mr. Priestley. Dear Mr. Priestley. Okay. All right. There we go. All right. Let me put that into the computer here. Da, 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 da. Oops. Wait a minute. No. I don't want to put the whole response in there. I want to put in this part here. Okay. Yeah, that would have been too much. Okay. Where is it? Where is it? There it is. Okay. Oh, I'll use the word signed in there because it makes it more authentic.
Yeah.
Okay, whoops. Hold on a minute. I can't see anything because I'm in the wrong window. I should say the thing's in the wrong. my sign-out window is still open. There we go.
I'm going to scribble an idea down, but I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
Out loud, because I know people listen here. Just mention it to you after the meeting.
Okay. I just got to find the other part of the... Ah, there it is. Okay. All right. We're going to go right with the nuclear option. And...
Because that's how priests... Mr. Priestley rolls.
That's right. That's how Mr. Priestley rolls.
I'm comfortable with that. I like mocking. I like mocking the extreme of religion. It should be.
All right. Let's see here. I didn't do this last time because we had two. Did we say we were just going to let them look at the verse themselves? Last time we were just going to put the verse up and let them look it up themselves.
Well, you could just put Leviticus 29 up there. You don't have to write the whole verse.
Yeah.
And read it, and that, you know, going with our more abbreviated format, that would probably be more than fine.
Yeah, I think that, know, that that's
briefly just talking.
Yeah, that's what I'll do there. Okay, let me check the. All right, I'm saving now. All right.
It'd be funny to have a picture of Jesus holding the children, you know, like little children, and, you know, being all, you know, like, look, and that verse coming.
Oh, that'd be too funny. You're cutting it out, Connie.
I don't know what's going on. You want to? Oh, sorry.
Not your fault. I don't know what's causing it. It could be my end. It could be something I'm doing. It could be
the internet.
Yeah, it's called the internet. We have these problems.
we had rain today too.
Oh, that's probably what it is there. Okay, let me see. There's the logic game.
The logical fallacy. You have that. You'll post that in the.
Yeah. What did we do? Do you remember what the last one was?
Good question.
You know what? Let me check.
See if I even have that.
Okay, I'm going to check what I've got here, and because I've got something here, but I put it in there. I don't know if I changed it right after we did the last one, just so I'd have it ready.
See, is it in the Dropbox?
No, I don't think so. I'd probably have it on a text file. I don't want to install an update right now. I know it's critical, but you can just wait. Good grief. All right, here. Come on. Open recent. There it is. Okay. Okay. Let's see here. The first one we did was appeal to authority.
Okay, because
And the last one we did was ad hominem. Okay, so I already have this one next one already set to go. Okay. I just need to find it now in the computer here so I can put it in there. All right, hang on here. Let's see here. Let's see here. Find it here. Ah. Okay. All right. I know which one that is now. I don't want to give it away.
Oh, okay. Not a problem.
I don't want to give it away.
Hang on, too, because I'm not on the show.
Right. I don't want to give it away to our listeners. They're going to go, yeah, it's this one! So, there we go. All right.
I need to know.
All right. Actually, you know, I will do this. I will make a text file and drop it on my screen here.
Actually, if you guys support it back at Folksat, he might give you hints.
Right.
Give him money.
give me money and I will tell you the fallacy ahead of time. Let's see.
Well, hint at it. Hang on, they pay. It's a donation.
Yes.
Pass the plate.
Go to patreon.com /PackardPokesAt and
I hit for every dollar. I'll buy a vowel.
Buy a vowel? Yeah. I got foul for. What the hell? What's a foul? A. C. There we go.
I'm just thinking about those really awful memes that go around about puzzles on the Wheel of Fortune, and you're looking at that going, what?
Right.
Like, CK. Something like. Oh.
Let's see here. P.
That's so awful.
Okay. All right. I'm going to save that to my desktop so I know which one it is. Because this one is a little harder. This one is a little harder, so... All right. Dana likes these, the fallacy ones anyway.
Yeah. Well, he's way even better at trivia than I am. He's awesome.
He's good at that. Kind of, there's just people who are just good at that stuff, and I'm not one of those people.
Joe's really good, too.
Yes, he's good at that stuff, too. Oh, I got a better place to put it. I'll put it here. I'll just put it in my main directory, my Dropbox. This way I can do some editing to it. Come on. No! Oh. Windows, you're a pain in the ass sometimes. Okay, more than once in a while. Okay, let's see here. There, I just moved it to my Dropbox. Come on, scroll, move, something, do something here. Good grief.
And Jeopardy music.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay.
I'll take why my internet sucks for 500, Alec.
Right. Alrighty here. Just gonna find the.
You know, we need a Jeopardy themed title for Packard Pokesat. For as much as we riff on that, and at least in the meetings, it's.
Yeah, no shit.
Okay, my number three son loved Jeopardy. From the time he was very, very little, I mean, he was like a toddler. He was like 18 months old to 3 years old. And he knew when Jeopardy was going to be on. He didn't even have, you know, for a while he heard the music and he'd come running. You know, he was just really little.
Right.
And I swear, you know, by the time he was two, he knew what time was on. And he was like, running out there, and he's ready for Jeopardy.
Nice.
It was so cute. And then he grew up, you know, he's like his first year reading in grade school. And I sent him to the bedroom to read a book for his class, and he came out like 15 minutes later, and I was like, oh, yeah, you didn't read that book, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, could you please tell me what the book said? And he's telling me, well, Hansel and Gretel, and he was using all these really strange words. I'm like, what are you doing? My son had actually memorized the words, and it wasn't just that he knew the story, was reading, he was doing verbatim recite the book back to me.
Oh, geez.
I know, isn't that, to this day, it's like, he loves D&D, and I swear he's a walking encyclopedia of you know, everything read. He's just got this amazing mind, and it's so cool. I love my kids, but it was just a fun story. I just thought they're gobsmacked, you know, like, I just need a session of this, you don't have to read it to me verbatim.
Right.
Oh, anyway, killing time.
That's okay.
I've the kids' stories, so I'm sure that's what everybody tunes in for.
Yeah.
So, they're actually quite entertaining to me anyway.
Well, our kids' stories are always entertaining to ourselves.
I don't know. I think I like hearing other people's because, you know, if you have a kid who's like really inventive or curious, and those are where the real gems lie.
Oh yeah, and it's absolutely
and it's inspirational too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Hold on a minute. Oops, I need to shut this off.
I'm distracting you again.
No. I'm trying. You're not distracting me. I'm distracting me. There we go. I'm distracting me. I'm constantly distracted. I'm trying to find some stuff. I'm trying to find something, and then I turn around and go, wait a minute, I need to do this. Oh, wait, no, I need to do this. I need to focus.
You're like a cat with a laser pointer, Packard.
Right? I know. Let's see here.
Dog with a squirrel. You pick your pet.
I'm trying to find a song that would kind of fit tonight's motif. Let's see here. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay. Oh, I got a song here. I got a song.
Good. Okay.
Here we go.
When Jerry Falwell speaks, he sounds so lame. He thinks us liberal geeks are all to blame. I wish the
I'm the only pure man in the nation. Come join Falwell's one-man congregation. Yes, I know I'm on the fringe, but you sinners like to binge. So if I could run the country, then I might give power to the loonies of the right. We prefer our ice hockey teams with no left wings. You should not let left-handers pitch a game. Women's lib caused the Dow to crash today. The Titanic hit an iceberg that was gay. I get vexed when two men are romancing. I hate sex, 'cause sex can lead to dancing. And the comments that I've made have my followers afraid that they've learned what has been true now for so long. Though I'm extremely right, I'm also wrong.
Ah! Who was that?
That was the Capitol Steps.
Thank you. Oh my God, that was hilarious. I was sitting here thinking about Weird Al when I was your age, I guess, because I was thinking about Mr. Priestley. But oh, that was awesome.
Thank you. I've got a lot from them. I don't have a whole lot from them, but I have quite a bit. So, but I thought it's like, okay, there's a that was. That was some good ones there.
It's too bad Dana wasn't here. He would have loved that one.
Yeah. We need to. I know we kind of covered this a few weeks ago. We need to come up with some sounds for the short show, but I do need to do something else for a short time, and then I'll be back. But so give me a. Well, we're not done recording yet anyway. So
I'm gonna say, well, we don't need our listeners to hear that.
Yeah, that's right. They won't hear this part.
You didn't hear.
You didn't hear anything.
I'm moving my hands like the penguins right now.
Yeah, I'm using my Jedi Force. You didn't hear anything.
Don't be a show off, Private.
All righty. Thank you, everybody, for joining us for this little over an hour and a half podcast. So I know we kind of start slow, but hey, you know, these are the
short show.
This is for a short show. Yeah, this is for we did an hour and a half for a half hour show.
Yay!
Yay! I'm sitting here doing a thumbs up like you're going to see it. Yay!
We did it for you.
We did it for you. Good night, everybody.
Good night.